A federal whistleblower lawsuit involving Flint Mayor Karen Weaver and a former city administrator who Weaver fired has ended. The jury ruled in favor of the city of Flint yesterday. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody has been covering the case, and he joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
The former city administrator, Natasha Henderson, was hired by one of Flint's former emergency managers. Mayor Karen Weaver then fired Henderson in 2016 after control of Flint was returned to elected officials. Henderson sued the city and Weaver. She claims she was fired for being a whistleblower. What problem did she say she was trying to reveal?
Well, Henderson says that she became aware of allegations that the mayor was trying to redirect some donors who were willing to give money to support the city in the wake of the city's water crisis and direct them away from other charitable organizations and towards her own political fund, which she planned to use for different projects, but obviously not directly related to the Flint water crisis.
How did Mayor Weaver respond to those allegations from Henderson?
She says she fired Natasha Henderson because she had learned that Henderson had been aware of the deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreak that was hitting Genesee County during the Flint water crisis. She had been informed of it in March of 2015, but had not made Mayor Weaver aware of it when she took office in November of 2015. Because of that, she said she had lost trust in Natasha Henderson, so that's why she said she decided to fire her.
Steve, this case has been playing out for quite some time. Initially, Karen Weaver was named as a defendant in the case. She was dropped, leaving the city of Flint as the primary defendant. The attorneys made their closing arguments in the case yesterday in federal court in Detroit. You were there. What were their main points?
Well, the main points for Natasha Henderson's attorneys were that Natasha Henderson had brought up these allegations to the interim city attorney, and soon after that she was let go, which they drew a line connecting, you know, her being fired to her bringing up these concerns. The attorney for the city, on the other hand, said that there was not a direct connection between any of this. They said that the burden of proving that had fallen on the plaintiff, that was Natasha Henderson, and they said that there was nothing in the various witnesses that they had brought forward that drew a direct connection. There was no evidence showing what they said happened.
Well, Steve, as I mentioned earlier, the jurors did side with the city of Flint in this case. Did we learn anything about what they were thinking when they were making that decision?
I didn't get a chance to talk to any of the jurors after the trial was done. They did act very quickly. Normally in a case like this, there's a long deliberation on the part of the jury, but it only took them a few hours to make the decision. There were three things that they had to decide in this case. Did Ms. Henderson, did she act properly when she brought up these allegations to the city attorney? They said yes. Did she suffer financially from being fired? Yes. But the key thing that they disagreed on was that she had shown that she had been fired because of bringing up these allegations. And the jury decided that that was not proven.
Well, Steve, does this seem like the end of the road for this case, or could more come out of it?
Henderson's attorneys said that they, you know, aren't closing the door on filing an appeal of this ruling. So it's possible that the case could go forward. This issue, though, could continue to have some life. Mayor Weaver is running for re-election this year, so it's possible that even though while the legal case is done, as a political issue, this may continue depending on what happens in the August primary and the general election in November.
That's Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reporting on the federal whistleblower lawsuit against the city of Flint. Steve, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.